Coach, I tell you, that was a heartbreaker of an ending there, but great effort for your team fighting down big in the second half, down 12 in the game, and you tied up there. And that was a tough break at the end, but what a lot of heart for your team with a long night last night and coming here tonight.
You know, the girls didn't give up. They never acted like they were tired. They fought hard. Defensively, the second half, we really made some big stops. Everybody was working hard to help double on Brooklyn Jones and 35, and you know, it just didn't crumble the way we wanted it to.
No, and that was kind of the big story of the game. There was the Curry girl with her six threes, especially four of those in the third. Yeah.
You know, you just can't leave somebody open, especially when they get hot. We've got to make them earn it, and we just gave them too many uncontested looks at the basket.
You had kind of a catalyst in two halves there. You had Ella Rumford, who's big, scoring for you in the first half with 7 points. And I noticed she didn't score in the second half, but you had a lot of different players scoring the first half, and really Amber and Erica really took over the game in that second half. They had all but three of the points for you guys.
You know, Ella really stepped up at the beginning. She had a lot of confidence, and, you know, she wanted this game really bad. She did a lot of great things for us looking at the basket. Erica and Amber really worked well late in the game. You know, Amber would drive, and if they really doubled on her, Erica was open in the baseline, having confidence to shoot the shot. So both of those two, you know, worked so well together. You know, we just didn't get that last shot we wanted.
Well, and that was just it was tough there. And, you know, and with Brooklyn driving in like that, I know you don't want the foul there, but was it maybe not a bad situation just try to make that a hard one for Jones as she was driving in?
You know, we just didn't want to give her anything easy, and we really wanted to double team on her. You know, it was too bad, you know, we fouled her because, you know, she could shoot free throws.
Yeah.
But, you know, it is what it is. That play didn't cost us the game.
No.
You know, we talked about things that, you know, we had three charges, I think, and turnovers. So, you know, we just got to play the overall game.
But I think you have to like how your three-point shooting was tonight. That was one of your better displays in a long time, if not all year.
You know, we shot the ball well. The girls were just confident, and they were ready to shoot. They had their feet set. They just did a great job.
Well, you get a week off here. This is a tough grind for you guys. Is it kind of nice to have a week off before you take on a very good Goodland team?
I don't know. I hope it'll be good. We need to rest our legs a little bit and regroup. But I hope these girls know that, you know, we can compete with anybody, and especially having Goodland at home on our court, having that confidence. I'm ready to play them at home. And, you know, if we play like we played tonight and really had the team effort going, you know, anything can happen next Tuesday.
Well, it was a hard-fought game for you guys tonight. I know it fell a point short, but it was fun to watch and play there and come back here. Thanks, as always, Coach Aaron. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Adam.